We're learning Masech Nesuga Daf Hei Mebeis. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to give the Shia on the entire Daf Hei. So he starts off, it's actually on the bottom of Daf Dalet and Mebeis, Hashem Gvay Yasar Tvachim Sula Min Olan, and the Mer goes into the limit of the Aron and the Kaperis, like we have the whole Sugya. Now, Echreinim asks the Shaila, there's another reason why Enig Vaya Sarat Fachim is Pasal. It's as Diris Rucha. We see that Rav Pasal, even by Hutz and Yoidim Mateich HaSarim, even though the Chamshu Mitzlah says Diris Rucha. So why don't you say that the Psul of Enig Vaya Sarat Fachim has nothing to do with Mechitzis or Schach, but simply it's a Diris Rucha. It's not enough to live there. Like the Psul of, if it's not Zayin al Zayin. So Bekveg is Ma'ir, that the Emerson, it's more encompassing the psul of the mechitzas. If you don't have mechitzas 10, it's more than by Diris Rucha L'mashal. We have the case of the charitz. You have a sukkah which is less than yud, and the charitz is lashlim el yud, and we say the charitz has to be within 3 tefachim of the walls. That's only because at the time that there's no mechitzas. If the time is al Diris Rucha, so then you have mechitzas. So even if the charitz is far away from the wall, but the walls are there, your problem is Diris Rucha. So as long as you make a shear of Zayin al Zayin, which is not a Diris Rucha, then it will be kasher. Now Shenki now is saying that it's not a mechitza b'chlal, so then you have to be within 3 tvachim, like the Gemara there says, Shavi mechitza, you need within 3 tvachim. As Rabbi Kveg is Meir, but it's still shver, he asks, had the Gemara know there was another reason? Maybe the mission just meant 10 tvachim al tzedin of Diris Rucha. And he buys with the Sarachim. We had mentioned earlier the Rambam, the Diris Rucha is not a din in the Pasos of the Sukkah, it's in the Chatchila in the Yeshivas of Sukkah, and then it wouldn't be Shver B'chlal. I have to say, the Gemara knew that 10 Tvachim was a din in the Mechitzas. I mean, you see, Taisa says that it's the same Shaila by Shabbos. Shabbos also need Mechitzas of 10 Tvachim. So you see, the Stamma din, you need Mechitzas of 10 Tvachim. Now the Gemara learns it out from, the Gemara says, because Aron is Tisha and Kaparis is Tefach, and you have 10 tefachim, and there's a din that the Shechina can't be yared ba'aretz, so what's the pshat? V'na'at l'chisham, d'ba'at l'chom el-hakapayrus, el-amai, 10 tefachim is mifsika reshusa. That's how Rashi teaches the Gemara. You see that l'mala me'asara, mifsika reshusa is a different reshus. Now, l'chura, that the Shechina can't go la'aretz, but could go l'mala me'asara tefachim is not a din mechitza. And you find the Gemara says, V'yeir Hashem al Sinai, is l'malam e'asar ha'tvachim. V'amad ragla v'yeir mehu ba'arazay, is l'malam e'asar ha'tvachim. You see, that a mechitza. The Chayyid Pshad is that the Rishus Ha'aretz is called 10 tvachim. If you're above 10 tvachim, you're not in the Rishus Ha'aretz. So how do you see from there a din mechitza that a sukkah needs mechitzas of 10 tvachim? The Chayyid Pshad's like this. The Gemara knew beforehand for a sorer pshuta that how big does a mechitza have to be? As big as Rishus has to be. Because the site of the Mechitza is to make a new Rishus, to make a Hefsik in the Rishus. So that the Gemara understood Misvara, that the Shear of the Mechitza is as big as the Shear of the Rishus. Now we have to know how big is the Rishus. And then we have the Tam of Aron and Kaperis that teaches you the Rishus is 10 Tvachim, because you see that the Shechina went down on the Kaperis, and it couldn't be in the Rishus of the Arts. It must be that l'malami 10 tefachim is a different rishus. But how do you know mechitz has to be 10 tefachim? That was a swara to the Gemara, swara kaduma, that the mechitza has to cover the rishus. So in the way this David from David Goldberg, Rishiva tells, that he shtal tzu richting the chedusha ben echayim alev and ram mocha shabbos perik yizayim alach in days, that he says he is say there that there's no shear to how big the mechitza has to be. The shear really is how much the mechitza has to be gaider. Says the Lagabi, the din of ksusim mech de shiura. The question is, why don't you say by a lechi ksusim mech de shiura because there's a shear of 10 tvachim? He says, there's no din the lechi has to be 10 tvachim. The din is that the place where the lechi is covering has to be 10 tvachim. But it's not a shear in the lechi. Because that's a din by mechitza. The mechitza doesn't have to be 10 tvachim. The mechitza has to cover an area of 10 tvachim. So that's very good with the sugya. It's not telling you how big the mechitza has to be. It's telling you how much the mechitza has to be geider, and that the Gemara understood that the mechitza has to be geider, the rishus, has to separate the entire rishus. What is called the rishus? The rishus is called 10 tefachim. As I understand the Gemara, the only thing is a little bit schwer. Rashi and Amud Beis, when the Gemara is the Kasha, min mayi the chalol yud the bar mischacha, the umma bahad mischacha, how do we know that the space of the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim, excluding the schach? Maybe it has to be 10 tefachim, including the schach. Rashi says, ki arim v'kapayrus. Just like the arim and kapayrus, where the 10 tefachim includes the kapayrus. The mechar is a plia. Because, like we said, there this b'chol din mechitza. I mean, Harai was saying that the Shekhinah could go down without a mechitza also. By Asina, there's no mechitza. By Harzeisen, there's no mechitza. The insight is, as long as it's not within the Banim 10 tefachim, it's not called Laretz. So, Elamai, how do you learn at the din mechitza? Stam, there's a story, that's the Mafsik Rishus. So, what does that have to do with the fact that the Aron and the Kapayrus together was the 10 tefachim? So, how do you know you need it without the Schach? It's not the Vart, it's not to do with the Aron and the Kapayrus. The Aron and the Kapayrus are not mechitzas here. The insight is the 10 tefachim, so you want to ask the Kasha. Even though you know the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim, but how do you know that the schach has to be above the 10 tefachim? But it's nothing to do with ki'arim v'kaperis, l'chayim and Rashi shver. I don't have a pshat. See, let's go a little bit further on that Gemara, right? The Gemara is the kasha, mind the chalol liyud, l'barim yischach adum v'had yischach. So the Marsha says the following. The Marsha says that even though the Gemara came with a new limud, seichem v'chanfeim, but the original limud also counted. The original limud also blinds the maskana. Why? Because he brings the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Bayis shegvoy yud ve'im teicha yud, gagav shesuyachet teicha karmelus." That means, when a gay in the top, you do have mechitzas. When a gay in the inside, you don't have mechitzas. So Mela, and Befrat, I think he's learning because the limud of Arun and Kaparis is not only for Sukkot, it's for Shabbos as well. So we do need the limud of Arun and Kaparis to tell you that the top is considered a rishesuyachet. And that is even when the Yud Tefachim is Bahad Eishracha. But we need another din that the Banim is Rosh Hashiachim, and that's only when it's Lebar Mishracha. And Lebar Mishracha, that you learn from Seichim, that you need 10 Tefachim under the Schach. Now the Pei Yeshua says very similar to the Marsha, but he says a little differently. He says that Legabe Shabbos and Kalayim, we already have the din from the Aron and Kaparis. We know that the Mechitza has to be 10 Tefachim. Period. That we know. So the mitzad, the hilchus mechitza, which you have by Shabbos and Klayim, it's good enough if it's 10 tefachim behad yischacha. But legabe sukkah, then we need 10 tefachim lebar yischacha. Why? Because it's two dinim. Sukkah needs a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Fine, and for that you need 10 tefachim. But sukkah also has a shear of 10 tefachim that the schach has to be above 10 tefachim. And for the din schach has to be above 10 tefachim, that you learn efen seichem. So the three Bnei Yeshua, there are three dinim in 10 tefachim. There's a din the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. There's a din the night you learn from Aron and Kaparis. There's a din the schach has to be above 10 tefachim, that you learn from Seichem. And there's another din of Dira Srucha. Not mitzad the etzim shem schach, but mitzad the Dira. Now, the way the Bnei Yeshua reads the nice, he says that we need the din of Seichem for Sukkah, but for Shabbos and Klayim, now we have the din of Bahad Yischacha. Now, L'chayre, the two dinim could apply to Sukkah itself. You didn't have to mention Shabbos and Klayim. Right? You could have a case in Sukkah where the mechitzas are 10 tefachim and the schach is above 10 tefachim. Let's say the schach is all the way high. But you have mechitzas and the mechitzas are only 10 tefachim, so share 10 tefachim. That's inside the din is mechitza. It's not inside the schach. The schach is way up there, right? The din mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. We have the Gemara after Zayin and Beis. If you have a sukkah, you make the walls of the sukkah and you're going up, as soon as you have 10 tefachim, it's already a mechitza. So it's a sheer mechitza of 10 tefachim like do with the schach. And he says that when the schach, when the mechitzas are 10 tefachim, but the schach is not 10 tefachim, mechitza 10 tefachim, had a schach, and there's no 10 tefachim space under the schach, that's a ksarin in the schach. So you didn't have to bring in Shabbos and Klayim, but sukkah also, there's two dinim, there's in the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim, there's in the schach has to be 10 tefachim. You can have the mechitza. You can have the schach way over 10 tefachim, but the mechitza not 10 tefachim. You can have the mechitza over 10 tefachim, but the schach not over 10 tefachim. But l'chayra, the Marsha is saying that when you don't have, the Marsha is saying that the mechitza only works l'gabi the top. L'gabi the inside, it's a missing the mechitza. And the Marsha brings this gemara, abayin sh'teich yud, tshekva yud, vein teich yud. So the Marsha is saying that the 10 tefachim is also din mechitza. It's just the difference between the top and the inside. For Yeshua is saying the mechitzah already know the din of Ahadei Schach is Atzisnach. Now it's a little bit shver with the Marshos. Where do you see from Seichachim anything with mechitzahs? What do you see from Seichachim with the mechitzahs? You see Schach, Sukkah, Seichachim is ten tvachim. Where do you see mechitzahs? No mechitzahs by the kapayers. They've all no mechitzahs. The Kruvim are standing on top of the iron, the Seichim v'chanfeim, and the world learns that Seichim has to be ten tvachim. What's it do mechitzahs? It's a pell in the Marsha. Well, on the other hand, there's a big riot in the Marsha. Because the Gemara in Shabbos is mavur that when you don't have the 10 tfachim, the bar mischach, you don't have mechitzas either. As El Chayesh Tame refers in the Gemara, like the Marsha brings the Gemara, Bayeshe Gemara Yud, Vein Teicha Yud, that Teicha is Karmelis. And the Gemara says the only problem with that is because of the Seichachim. So I'm not sure how you can learn out the Dim Mechitza, but that should be a riot in the Marsha. Because the Maisa we do find is a chsar in mechitzas like the Marsha, not just the chsar in schach like the Pnei Yeshua says. But the Maisa, I think it's a mechalikas Yushain, and we spoke about this in the previous year, that this din, the Yushainim will ask a kasha, that by the case of sukkah, that's chusim yuramis, and you make a chritz has to be within three tvachim of the kaisel. And the case of bayish akva yud vein teicha yud, where there the halach is, you make a chritz of dal or dal, even if it's not within three tvachim in the kaisel. So most Rishonim, Taisus, and the Avdal and the Beis, and the Ridva and the Ran, and the Rajma and Mesach the Shabbos, make a chilah between Mechitza Shabbos and Mechitza Sukkah. That by Mechitza Sukkah you need within three, and Mechitza Shabbos you don't. So you see from them, mamish like the Marsha, like we said, that you might see you don't have Mechitzas when you don't have Yud, Lebar, Mischacha. So you see like the Marsha, that's the Yisai, like I'm in the Mechitzas inside. How do you learn the Nair from Seichem? I don't know. But that's the Chayim Mukhrich. But the Ari Shainim, like we said from the Teis Yishanim in Shabbos and the Rosh in Shabbos, that say that the issue, the reason why you don't need B'tayach Gimel by Shabbos is not because Shabbos doesn't need that, because you have Mechitzas from the outside. So you see that the Etzim, the Mechitzas on the outside would be good for the inside. The Teis Yishanim says the only problem is you need Aver Yud, which is a very similar thing to Sukkah, they need Tzchach of Yud. So it's not a chsar mechitzas bechlal. All it is a chsar that you need aver. So shesayachin needs aver yud, and sukkah needs seichem, needs the schach should be over aver yud. And that's mamish like the Pnei Yeshua, that as far as mechitzas are concerned, we already finished the entire sukkah with the Aron and the Kaperis, and that you need the 10 tfachim, the bar mischacha, is tam adin in sukkah, that you need the schach to be asara. So charetz mechalikas yishenim, like we said. Now let's discuss some more Aris and Nafei. First on Nafeim and Aleph, the Gemara had mentioned the tzitz, because the Gemara wanted to say that we should learn out from the tzitz, and the Gemara says the tzitz is reichiv shtei etzvais, so we should learn out the comparison of the tzitz, and the Gemara says ein danin kli mitachshit. But just one nekuda, that the Rish that the Gemara brought in said, that it said yud kei milamala and kaidish lamed milamata. So there are three shittas. What does that mean? Yud kei milamala and kaidish lamed lamata. Taisus brings out a yesh mefarshim. Lamata mamish elamala mizet. So I had the tzitz look. It had the yud kei vav kei on top. And under that it had the words kaidish and the letter lamed. So mechta petuche chaisim kaidish lahashem. That's to say that these two words, kaidish lahashem. Kaidish lamed was on the bottom line and the shem of ay in the top line. That's Rashi Shita in Rashi Sheet and Shabbos have some Gimel and Beis. The Ridvan Ran say, it's not Mamish to Miklo and Rashi, but the Ridvan Ran say, that's what Rashi means. Now, Taisus doesn't like it because you're not reading it Kaidish Lashem. You're reading it Hashem Kaidish Lamed. It's not being read correctly. So Taisus changes. He says, the Yesh Lefarish, that although the Kaidish Lamed was on the bottom line and the Hashem was on the top line, but the Kaidish Lamed was all the way on the right side and the beginning of the bottom line, and the Shem Havaya was on the left side on the end of the top line. So you could read it that way. Now, the first thing you read is Kaidish Lamed, and then you go up a line and you read the Hashem. So it is read correctly. The Maram on the Taisus says it's also shver, because you're really supposed to read the top line before you read the bottom line. So again, you're not reading Kedar Hashem, because you're reading the bottom line before the top line. So he brings a Rabbeinu B'chai in Parashas Tetzaveh that says what it was the opposite. Kedesh Lamed was on the top line, but at the end of the top line. And the Shem Havai was on the bottom line, but the beginning of the bottom line. So Melech is being read correctly, because you read the top line first, you get to the end of the top line, and then you read the bottom line. So what does it mean Hashem was Lamala and Kedesh Lamed is Lamata? The Kedesh Lamed was on the top line, Hashem was on the bottom line. Hagufa, what's at the beginning of the line, that's called Lamala. What's at the end of the line is called Lamata. So the Kedesh Lamed, even though it was on the top line, but it was at the end of the line, that's called Lamata. And then, so you read that first, because it's on the top line, and then you read the Hashem, which is in the beginning of the line, that's why it's called Lamala, and that's why you read it second. So these are the three shittas. Either they were one on top of the other, one directly on top of the other, the Hashem on top of the Kedesh Lamed, and the problem is you don't read it correctly. Or the Hashem was on the top line, but all the way to the end of the line, the Kedesh Lamed on the bottom line, but all the way in the beginning of the line, so you could read a Kedesh Lashem, but the problem is, again, now you're reading the bottom line before the top line. And then Rabbeinu B'chai's pshat that the Kedesh Lamed is on the end of the line, and Hashem's beginning of the bottom line, which then it reads good. The problem is, it's a little dachuk, the words Lamala and Lamata, even though the Kedesh Lamed is actually above, it's on the top line, but you call it Lamata because it's at the end of the line. Now that pshat's actually in the Rishayim, not just in Rabbeinu B'chai, the Taizu Rosh brings it, the Chedush Eran and Masechta Shabbos brings it, the Chedush Rashi also brings it, he brings it B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and it is in the Sefer HaYashar, Ayis Shin Chafal. But those are the three shittas. The Rambam, he just says the words of the Gemara, you can't tell which one of the three holds, but just two Aris on the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam doesn't have Kedesh Lamed together and Hashem together. If he has Kedesh, he says, is Lamata, and La Hashem Lamala. Stamina was his Gerus in the Gemara, but that's interesting that the Gemara that we have in the Rishayim read it nice, that the Kedesh Lamed was separated from Hashem, he has the Kedesh being separated from the La Hashem. He also writes, Im Kasu B'Shita Achas Kasher, Upamim Kasu B'Shita Achas. That is kosher to write it on one line, and sometimes they did that. And the Tzar HaChayim in Parashas Tzava Perech of Ches Pasuk Lam Vav, it's also the Rishon Litzion here, the same author. He says, because the Braisa brought down that Rav Elazar Rav Yossi said, Ani Reisi Bereimi V'Kasu of Kedesh Lashem B'Shita Achas. And he says, Rav Elazar is not arguing on the Tanakhama. Rav Elazar is just saying that b'di'evit it works, and saying that sometimes they did it. I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech HaChachma says Mustama, the reason why they did it was because the particular one in charge of making that particular tzitz is having a hard time putting it in two lines, so he ended up putting it in one line. But that's the Shita Saramam, that it works even if it's a one line, and that everyone agrees that occasionally it was done that way, and that explains how it was found in Rome that way. And now another R at the end of the sugya. The Gemara was saying that this whole cheshbon, we have two cheshbonos. One is that the Aron and the Kaparis together were 10 tvachim, and therefore when the Shekhinah is on top, that's right, 10 tvachim is Mifsik Rishusa. That's what we explained in the beginning of the Shir, that the Mifsik Rishusa is right, the Mechitza is 10 tvachim, because it has to be Mechitza on the Rishus. And then the second one is that the Kruvim, since they were Shlish HaBayis Heim Oimdim, and the Bayis was 10 Amis, which is 60 tvachim, so it must be the Kruvim were 20 Tvachim, Shlish, just like with Shlema Melech is with Shlish HaBayis HaMamid, because the Kruvim were 10 Amis and the Bayis was 30. And it says that the Parsei Kenefayim Lamala, they were right directly above the heads of the Kruvim, and there was Seichachim, so there was Seichachim on 10 Tvachim. That's the Gemara. But the Gemara had a problem, that's all according to Rav Meir that says all the Amis were Beninis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amish El Binyan was 6 Tvachim, until Kalim was 5. So then, it should be 11 and a half. That's the Gemara Shalom, because the Aron and the Kaparis together were 8 and a half. The Aron was 7 and a half. The Kaparis is another Tefach, is 8 and a half. So if the Kruvim were 20 Tvachim, so then, 20 Tvachim, so the Seichim would be on 11 and a half. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Sassamis asks, one second, according to Behuda, why would you think that the Kruvim were 20 Tvachim above? The whole din that the Kruvim were 20 Tvachim comes from the idea that the Kruvim were B'Shlish HaBayis Heim Oimdim. Now, according to you, the Amas Akelim of five Tvachim, the Amas Abinyan is six. So what was there in the Beis Elamim? What was there in the Beis HaMikdash? Right? The Amma of the 30 Amas of the Bais, that was with Amas of six Tvachim. The Amas of the 10 Amas of the Kruvim that Sha'asa Shleimai, that will also be five Tvachim. So it wouldn't be Shlish HaBais in the first place. It's less than Shlish. So why are we assuming, even according to Yehuda, the Kruvim stood at 20 Tvachim to make the Cheshbin that it was 11 and a half Tvachim, but the Kruvim of the Beis Olamim weren't B'Shlish HaBais, because the Kruvim were 10 Amis of 5 Tvachim, they were 50 Tvachim, and the Bais was 30 Amis of 6 Tvachim. So they were 180, so the 50 is not a third of 180, it's less than a third. That's the Sfasem, Mrs. Kasha. And he brings the Mayim Amukim as his Kasha. And the Mayim Amukim says there's another reason how we know that the Kruvim were 20 Amis, were 10 Amis, because they have a Stira. Tais brings this down. We have a Stira. It says that the Beis HaMikdash was 30 Amis, and it says Lefnei HaDvir was Eshram Amma. So Mimela, what's the Shat Lefnei HaDvir was Eshram Amma? It must mean that the Kruvim were 10 Amis, like it says in Marba Vashad Avtsad Echesim, which Tais brings. So that's the Raya, the Kruvim were a Shlish. But the problem was, it still doesn't shtim well, because it's Amas HaKelim, right? So why would it be that way? Unless that teaches you that this Keli is an exception. But the Masas Emes says, it's hard to say that, because we have another Teretz, we could say that the roof of the base Kachin Kedoshim was lower. Was Taka 20 Amas, like Rashi says in the Pirush HaKra Malachim, which Teis as son. So Masas Emes says a different Teretz, that the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made were Binyan. The Kruvim on the Aron is a Keli. But the Kruvim that are on the ground, the Kavuim on the ground, they're Binyan. You have a statue on the ground, you have a Kruvim on the ground, that is a din of Binyan, that would also be an Amish Shesh Tvachim. Now also, another Ara is that the Gemara only really comments Rabbi Yehuda doesn't shtim with the Drasha of Sechichet. The Chayyab Yehuda also doesn't shtim with the original Drasha, that the Aron is Teisha, and the Kaparis is Tefach, and the Lerad is Shechina Lamata. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shechina went down to 8.5 Tvachim. But L'chayit, it's a problem of Maskana. If it says, L'aylam L'yard the Shechina Lamata, and we know that a Mechitza is 10 Tvachim, L'chayit Rishis is 10 Tvachim, so had the Shechina go on the Kaparis, which is 8.5 Tvachim. So I saw the Aruch Haner in the beginning of the Sugya asked his Kasha, and he says that Al-Karach Rabbi Yehuda is not like a Beisi. Al-Karach Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shechina did go down. Not like a Beisi's Joshua, Melamed the Shechina Lamata. So Mela, he says, this is a teretz to the Rambam. The Rambam passes like a Meir that Amas HaKelim is the sixth Tvachim. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, L'chari, the Klal usually is or Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Al-Karach Rabbi Yehuda. So why does the Rambam pass him like a Meir? As a fact, the Kesef Mishnah Kasha. But Lefi, it's Mavur, because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because how's the Yerud Shechina Lamata? Rabbi Yehuda also has a like a Meir. Once you have Rabbi Yehuda and a Meir against Rabbi Yehuda, so then it makes sense to pass him like Rabbi Meir. But L'chari, as a daf is coming, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the holding of a Yerud Shechina Lamata doesn't exist, because the Shechina was Yerud Lamata, it was on the Aron, that was 8.5 Tvachim.